Time to welcome back to the studio as he so often comes by, Senator Bill Cassidy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing really well. Isn't it great? 75 degrees. My gosh. Oh, boy.
It's, you know, it's,
winter is here.
It is. Yeah. Break out the fleece, to be sure. We've got a lot of ground to cover, but before we start in on anything else, obviously a nod to our first district congressman. With Steve Scalise's diagnosis yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve inspired us when he got shot. And I mean, like, he encouraged us. We were trying to encourage him. His attitude was so great. And so we're all praying for he and Jennifer. He's going to do well. He's going to encourage us as he comes through this so well. But keep Steve and his wife, his family in prayer.
We got a lot to talk about this morning. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. We're continuing to see the benefits of that right here. This is one that you dug in on pretty hard.
Yeah, we're going to see benefits from this man for 10 years.
Oh?
The money will roll out over 5.
Okay.
But the building will continue for 5 more after that. But we're pleased to announce yesterday $207 million come in Louisiana to mitigate risk of flooding. And we added up over the last several months, Livingston Ascension EBR has received about $35 million to mitigate risk of flooding. Elevate people's homes, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, the best way to hold down your insurance premium is not being at risk of flooding.
Right.
And this is a way to help reduce that risk of flooding, make our place more secure.
Senator Bill Cassidy's in the studio with us. So let's talk about the implementation of that, because getting from D.C. to Louisiana is one thing, getting from Louisiana to the people and see this, you know, actual hammers and nails and lumber, like that process. How can we make sure we're taking advantage of it in a timely manner?
So some of the programs are going through state. I mean, the money's already been deployed. Mm-hmm. So, for example, there's $100 million coming every year for 5 years to help towns, cities upgrade their sewer and water system. That goes through an existing state program that was just upgraded. Mm-hmm. So that money is here. We have the accountability that's already built in. The contracts, there's $1.4 billion coming to our state to make sure that everyone in our state has access to high-speed, affordable internet. And we take a little bit of that for granted in the Capital Region. St. Helena doesn't take it for granted. The Felicianas don't. So that money is rolling out now. The contracts are let. There's actually, you know, dirt being turned over, and we'll be able to see that progress. This money you're talking about, elevating those homes, that's going to go through, I'm sure, probably go through an agency like the Governor's Office for Homeland Security.
Okay.
And they're going to have mechanisms of transparency that you can look at the contracts being let, making sure that whoever's getting it's paying, you know, not getting a sweetheart deal. But transparency's got to be part of it. We got to get the money out. We got to get the benefit. We got to create those jobs. We got to create that security. But we also have to make sure there's transparency.
We're talking with Senator Bill Cassidy about a number of, well, we're just trying to call them wins within the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. I actually had, you were talking about that, the affordable high-speed internet. This rollout, Louisiana is impressing in this rollout. In fact, we had Congressman Carter on yesterday talking about the rollout, I believe he said in Lafourche Parish.
Uh-huh.
But this is statewide. We're looking good.
Yeah, we are looking good. We actually got the first money from the bipartisan infrastructure bill for high-speed, affordable internet to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you're in Baton Rouge, Livingston, Ascension, you know, I've got it already. I don't know what it means. You're in Evangeline Parish, you're thinking, whoa, this is like a game changer.
Yeah.
There's a company that wanted to set up a distribution center in Wynn Parish. I ran into the guy at DC Mardi Gras. He was having a hard time attracting them because they didn't have reliable internet. Now they do. Think about somebody who may want to move back to the family property, pick your parish, St. Landry. Beautiful place, nice farm. They haven't had a reliable internet. Now they'll move back. Mama can telecommute to Baton Rouge. Dad can use the internet to help him with his farming business. The child can study foreign language online. Somebody else can get telemental health. I mean, it's a game changer for small communities. This is how we rejuvenate rural Louisiana.
The mapping of the state, down to the topography, we look like we should have a number of challenges along the way. Bear in mind, like, it's different in Washington Parish than it is in, like, let's say, St. Landry Parish or Acadia or Iberia. Like, putting fiber through swamp is not the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, that's true. On the other hand, the service providers, I mean, this is what they do. Mm-hmm. And it's not the state doing it. They're cutting contracts to companies that do this for a living.
Yeah.
So I'm confident. And I'm told in 5 years, the whole state will be wired. And again, some money from other programs, but most of the money from the infrastructure bill.
We're talking with Senator Bill Cassidy about the Infrastructure and Jobs Act. From the jobs end of that, I see the money coming in. Are all the jobs construction jobs?
No. And by the way, it isn't just jobs triggered by the infrastructure bill. There's a lot of private investment that's resulting from things that have been kind of kicked off by the infrastructure bill.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in the infrastructure bill, there was money. This was one of my amendments. There's money to help build out CO2 pipelines for carbon capture sequestration.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me recently there's $27 billion already deployed in Louisiana, creating jobs for us related to this new energy transition. So, for example, there's a $4.5 billion project going into Calcasieu. And that product is going to be shipped to BASF here in Ascension. There's the largest single amount from the infrastructure bill is going for direct air capture. It's going to be roughly $600 million finally, but that's being matched by another $600 million from a private investment for direct air capture down in Cameron. There's a $1.6 billion project being announced in New Iberia, like a $2 billion something in Rapides, another big project in Shreveport. Across our state, this money's coming in, and there's a lot more to come.
We got Senator Cassidy with us for another 6-7 minutes or so as we're talking about the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act and the dividends we're seeing from it. Let's talk about Livingston Parish for just a minute. Because the courthouse, this is how direct we're going to get. The courthouse itself is going to be the beneficiary of some of this as well.
Yeah, so that wasn't the infrastructure bill. That was some other pot of money. The federal government or the Congress puts out a certain amount of money, and it's going to go somewhere in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you got a pot of money, it's going to go somewhere in the nation, in this case to help kind of municipalities upgrade their buildings. I want it to come to Louisiana. Because I can promise you, somebody in Texas is trying to get it to go to Texas, and somebody in Indiana and Florida and Arkansas. So I want it to come here. $700K going to the town of Livingston to upgrade their courthouse. They got a great mayor. Obviously, Livingston Parish is a great community. So we're trying to support them. There's also money going out there for water projects. All of our towns have issues with water and sewer. And so we're also trying to support our communities with those water projects.
So we're seeing elevation in EBR, Ascension, Livingston. We're seeing renovations out in Livingston as well. There's one that we really need to get to, and I hate to kind of bury the lead on this because this one affects all of us, not just the ones that need elevation, but all of us. And that is you introduced bipartisan legislation to help reform the National Flood Insurance Program. All right, we're stepping away from the Infrastructure and Jobs Act. But bipartisan legislation to take on the NFIP to put a cap on how quickly our flood insurance can go up.
Yeah, we do a lot of things there. We know that flood insurance for many people in Louisiana is becoming unaffordable.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of issues in this program. Lack of transparency about how they're coming up with the base rate. They're starting to increase the premiums for some people 18% per year. That compounds. The first year you can handle it, but then after 5 years, it's like 100% increase. So we're trying to, one, create transparency. Wait a second, how did you get that rate? Is it fair? But as you increase that rate, it would be capped at the rate it currently is increasing at, 9%, not the 18% that they've decided to implement.
Mm-hmm.
We do a couple other things. After the Army Corps built levees in New Orleans failed during Katrina, they created a $20 billion debt in the program. Our premiums pay for that debt, but also the interest on the debt. I don't think we should have to. What we do is we take that money going for the interest, and we use that to further mitigate risk of flooding. And so that saves money for the program. There'll be fewer claims being made, and it saves money for the beneficiary because now her home is elevated, and she's able to keep from having to get flooded in the first place.
Senator Bill Cassidy is our guest. Okay, so likelihood of success on this front is what? I mean, this is a battle.
It is a battle because most states don't have the flooding problems that we do. But
right.
By the way, Florida is going to be interested in this, right? Florida's flood insurance rates are about to skyrocket. Southern California just had flooding from a hurricane down in Southern California. That's a lot of members of Congress. I'm just adding votes right now. Clay Higgins is my one of my partners. He's down in Southwest Louisiana. So I think we got a hearing on it. I think we got a hearing on it in October. That's the next step. And we're building a coalition that can get it passed.
Trying to figure out the wording for this next question because it stems from a previous answer. And that is, so if you're capping them at 9%, how do we keep from guaranteeing that they're going to go up by 9% every year?
Well, they might go up 9% every year, but inflation under Biden has been 6 or 7%.
Right.
And so it's not that much above the rate of inflation. But on the other hand, if we do everything we're doing to try and decrease the risk of flooding, elevating homes, coastal restoration, we haven't talked about it, but the infrastructure bill is sending $3 billion across the nation, but prioritizing a state like Louisiana to rebuild our coastline. Well, that's going to decrease our risk of flooding from hurricanes because more rain will fall on the rebuilt wetland and less on a city. So between the infrastructure bill, rebuilding coastline, the infrastructure bill trying to mitigate risk of flooding, and our what we're trying to do here, we think that we will decrease the rate at which the program needs to increase the premium.
We got Senator Bill Cassidy for another couple minutes. Also want to talk about something else that you're working on right now, and that would be preventing a benefit cut on Social Security.
Yeah, right now, Social Security is going insolvent in about 8 years. When that happens, there's going to be a 24% cut for everybody who's receiving Social now or in the future. That's by law. It's going to happen. Outgoken has to match an income. We're trying to change that. And we've got a big idea. The big idea is to set up a fund separate from Social Security. No Social Security money in this fund. It's a separate fund. Put $1.5 trillion in it, invest it in the nation's economy, and allow the proceeds from that to bail out Social. We can address 70% of the problem. By the way, we do a couple other things. While we're at it, we repeal weapon GPO. Lots of people listening work for the state, look for local government, know what that means. We repeal it. We put in work incentives. Right now, if you're a boomer, you're drawing your Social, you go back to work, you get a $1,000 cut a month on your Social Security payment. We get rid of that. We do something for pastors. Pastors can opt out when they're young, out of Social, out of Medicare. Mm-hmm. When they're old, they're kind of like, I wish I was still in. We allow them to buy back in. It doesn't cost any money almost, but it does something really good for those who serve us otherwise. So we make the program better, make the program stronger, and we prevent that 24% cut.
Got about a minute and a half left. Senator Bill Cassidy, our guest. And before we get you out of here, I want to shift to something completely different that's going on throughout the state right now. But it brings us back around to FEMA. We're looking at roughly a loss of 60,000 acres of land already because of wildfires. What is Congress and or the Senate up to when it comes to addressing this before it's all done? I mean, these things are still active. How far out in front are y'all?
So a couple of things. One, on a kind of my office level, we've heard from local officials and from people who are property owners over there. We got in touch with FEMA. We asked them to release dollars sooner. They are releasing dollars sooner. They may have done it anyway, but we just want to let people know we're out there calling FEMA, trying to make it happen. Heard from a police juror in Rapide yesterday. He wanted to get in touch with somebody with the Forestry Service. We're trying to make connections with the relevant federal agencies. But there will be a disaster relief package that comes through. Mm-hmm. It'll benefit Florida. It'll benefit Hawaii. It'll benefit Southern California. And it should have benefited us with our fires, too.
He is Senator Bill Cassidy. We greatly appreciate a couple of minutes this morning. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you all.